First, Randall Kennedy joins us from a studio at Harvard University. His new book is called The Persistence of the Color Line, Racial Politics and the Obama Presidency. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So you describe in the book the pride and the emotion that you felt standing in the crowd on President Obama's inauguration day. Do you still feel that?
Sure. I think that something big and bold did happen when Barack Obama was elected President of the United States. I mean, against the backdrop of American history, it was a remarkable event. I mean, after all, in the mid-20th century, in many parts, at least in some parts of the United States, I'm thinking of the Deep South, black people were excluded from electoral politics, either legally or extra-legally, sometimes by just dint of sheer terrorism. So for him to be elected was a big deal, of course.
So do you think that the expectations that the election of our first black president would mean that the U.S. had moved into some sort of post-racial state, that those expectations were too high? Or is it that the forces that led to that election have not continued the momentum in order to achieve the promise of it?
I think that there were some people who had, a sort of unrealistic view, a millenarian view, as if everything was going to be different. But racial conflict is deeply embedded in American history, and so it was unrealistic to think that one election, or frankly even two or three or four, will erase something that is so deep and that is so pervasive in American life, namely the race line.
Politically, the president has been criticized for, in the words of, say, Representative Maxine Waters, she says the president's going to have to fight. He's going to have to fight hard. She's frustrated that he has not done enough in minority communities about unemployment and foreclosure rates and the wealth gap. What do you think about criticisms that the president has neglected the needs of the black community?
Well, I don't think that anybody can reasonably say that he's neglected the needs of the black community. The president's an important person, a powerful person, and he is certainly not above criticism. And sometimes, at least in my view, I do not think that he has pushed hard enough a progressive agenda that would be helpful to those further down on the American, socioeconomic ladder.
Segment 1.
First, Randall Kennedy joins us from a studio at Harvard University. His new book is called The Persistence of the Color Line, Racial Politics and the Obama Presidency. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So you describe in the book the pride and the emotion that you felt standing in the crowd on President Obama's inauguration day. Do you still feel that?
Sure. I think that something big and bold did happen when Barack Obama was elected President of the United States. I mean, against the backdrop of American history, it was a remarkable event.
Segment 2.
I mean, after all, in the mid-20th century, in many parts, at least in some parts of the United States, I'm thinking of the Deep South, black people were excluded from electoral politics, either legally or extra-legally, sometimes by just dint of sheer terrorism. So for him to be elected was a big deal, of course.
So do you think that the expectations that the election of our first black president would mean that the U.S. had moved into some sort of post-racial state, that those expectations were too high? Or is it that the forces that led to that election have not continued the momentum in order to achieve the promise of it?
Segment 3.
I think that there were some people who had, a sort of unrealistic view, a millenarian view, as if everything was going to be different. But racial conflict is deeply embedded in American history, and so it was unrealistic to think that one election, or frankly even two or three or four, will erase something that is so deep and that is so pervasive in American life, namely the race line.
politically, the president has been criticized for, in the words of, say, Representative Maxine Waters, she says the president's going to have to fight. He's going to have to fight hard.
Segment 4.
She's frustrated that he has not done enough in minority communities about unemployment and foreclosure rates and the wealth gap. What do you think about criticisms that the president has neglected the needs of the black community?
Well, I don't think that anybody can reasonably say that he's neglected the needs of the black community. The president's an important person, a powerful person, and he is certainly not above criticism. And sometimes, at least in my view, I do not think that he has pushed hard enough a progressive agenda that would be helpful to those further down on the American socioeconomic ladder.